Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the Heilige Shabbos Bereishis, the Rabbi Shalom should help Klal Yisrael be reborn, have a new start, and we have a very relevant Haftarah for our challenging time, a time of Klal Yisrael being mischazik, a time of broken hearts. The Haftarah speaks about prisoners and hostages. And Haftarah says, Ani Hashem, and Lahoitzi mi maskir asir, I am the one who takes the prisoners out of their locked prisons or jails, mi beis kele, yoishri chosha, those that are dwelling in darkness. And Pasuk goes on, a little further in the Haftarah, and says, V'hu am bazuz v'shasui, Klal Yisrael are trampled upon nation, desolated, decimated, Hafeach Bachurim Kulam. The young, the chosen, are all hiding. They're all in traps. In Lashon Pach, they've been caught. Been chapped. Uvavate Chaloyim Hachbo. They're having to be hidden away in different dark places. Hayu Levaz. They were scorned. They were plundered. Ve'ein matzil. M'shisa ve'ein amer Hashem. No one's bringing them back. Then the Pasuk says, Mi nosan m'shisa Yaakov. Who is the one that caused Yaakov to be trampled on? V'Yisrael avoidizim. And Klal Yisrael to be plundered. Haloi Hashem. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zu him. Chatanulai. We sent him. V'loi abu v'drachav haloich. We refused to go in his ways. V'loi shamu b'seirasai. We didn't pay attention to his Torah. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Ches, in the Sugi of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, tells us an amazing story. Tana Rabbanon, Maiseb Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, the famous Tana Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, was traveling once. He went to the main city of Roimi. Amrulai, they told him, Tinoik echad yesh beis ha'asurim. There is a young boy in jail. A child in jail. And this boy, Yifei Einayim, V'toiv Roi, V'kvusaysav Sadurus la'taltalim, is a very pretty looking boy, very handsome young boy, very cute. He has Sheina Oyen, and his hair is curly in the perfect way. Everything about him is good looking. Holach v'omad al pesach beis asurim. So Rabbi Yeshua went to the entrance of this jail where this boy was in jail. Omar, and Rabbi Yeshua called out the beginning of the pasuk in our Haftarah, and he said, Mi nasan mishisa Yaakov? Who's the one who's given Yaakov over to be trampled on? The Yisrael advises him. Who's the one that's given over Klal Yisrael to be plundered? Ana Oisai Tinik V'Amar, that child responded and said, Haloi Hashem Zu Chatanolai Tehradish Baruch Hu, him who we sent to, V'loi Abu B'drachav Haloi. He continued the rest of the Pasuk, V'loi Shamu B'Teirasai, we refused to listen to his Torah. Amar, Rabbi Yeshua, when he heard the boy respond, he said, Muftachani Boy, I can assure you, Shemoyro Hayrabi Yisrael, that this boy is going to become a Paisik of Klal Yisrael. I swear by the Beis HaMikdash, She'eini zoz mikan, I'm not leaving the city, Ad she'evdenu b'chol mamin she'paisu alav, until I redeem him for whatever amount they want. And we're not going to discuss today the halachic discussion, which we shayim discuss, Taisus, Ramban, everybody, that the Gemara says another place in Gittin, you're not allowed to overpay for hostages. Not this year's discussion. You can learn it today if you want. Anyways, says the Gemara, Amru, it is told, it is said, Loi zaz misham, hitake did not leave, achapadai b'mamayin harbi, till he redeemed him for a tremendous amount of money. Loi yahayu yamuatim, not many days passed, achahayra Rabbi Yisrael, this young boy already was becoming a paisik. Umanu, who is it? Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, the famous Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who still became one of the Tanoim Bar Plukta of Rabbi Akiva, who was from the Asaru Gimachas, who served in the Beis HaMikdash, who was beautiful looking before he passed away also, who was a Kohen Gadol, and Hashem asked him for a bracha. Yes, that Rabbi Yishmael was the outcome of this child. Which means that the story took place, the Galus was beginning, but it wasn't yet the final Korban, because Rabbi Yishmael still served. Now, all the Mepharshim ask, and there's really tens of Mepharshim on this at least, maybe if not hundreds, tens, who ask on this Gemara, what was Rabbi Yeshua so impressed about this boy? This boy just literally continued the pasuk which Rabbi Yeshua began. Rabbi Yeshua said the beginning of the pasuk in the Haftarah, and the child continued that pasuk. So, what was so impressive back in those days? Yes, a boy knows a pasuk in Tanakh, Haftarah. Maybe he wasn't Takana yet to read the Haftarah. It probably was. So, what's so impressive that he says, I have to redeem it? Wow, this boy is special. Another question which we want to discuss, which is a little bit less than the Mepharshim, is why is the Gemara mentioned about the handsome looks of this boy? As if that is relevant to the story. He would only redeem him if he was cute looking. What's going on? So I'd like to share with you, we're going to break it into two parts. First, we're going to go with the question and answer of Rabbi Yeshua and the answer of the child, then we'll go back and discuss the curly hair. So I'd like to share with you today the Mahalach of the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai, and we're going to add to it in Mirtz Hashem. So Ben Yehoyada says, a big, tremendous Yisrael. He says there are two types of Yisurim which come to the world. There are Yisurim which come with Ashkocha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings for a kapara matching to a person's deeds. According to how he deserves, exactly based on the person's actions, he's going to get Yisurim to clean him up, to give him a kapara. These types of Yisurim, type A, you could be saved from through tefillah, because you already started to suffer, and you did tshuva and you damed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get off the hook from the rest. But there's another type of Yisurim, which are not sent by Ashkocha Pratis. Now we know everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's in charge of everything. We're not Christians, Chas V'Shalom, that believe that the Satan rebelled or anything stupid like that. But there's a Mahalach that Hashem has in the Bria, where there is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yisurim come not by Ashkocha Pratis. What happens? The person, such a Rasha, he deserves Hester upon him. Hashem says, I'm not dealing with him. And he's given over into the hands of the Poyalei Oven, the angels who do horrible things, the bad doing angels, maybe the angels of his own sin. And their Mekayim, on this Yid Nebuch, what it says in Parshas Vayelech, which we read a few weeks ago, the Chora Api Boi Bayayim Ahu, says in the Torah in Vayelech, Hashem says, I'll be so angry on that day. Va'azav Tim, I'll forsake them, leave them alone. No Ashkocha Pratis. V'istarti Ponai Mehem, I'll hide my face. Hester Ponim. V'hoyelecha, and they'll begin to become consumed. U'mitza'uhu, it will find them. Rois Rabbis V'tzoreis. Not direct Ashkocha from Hashem. Hashem has this Mahalach in the Bria, which of course Hashem's in charge of, but the Raj is finding them. Many, many aspects of Ra and Tzoreis. The Amr Vayemu and Bnei Yisrael wake up and say, Haloi Alki Ein Lekai Bikirbi Mesuni Arayis Eila. The reason why this is happening to me is because I am living without Hashem. Hashem is ignoring me. V'anoichi Haster Aster Panei Vayemu Alkol Arash Arasa. This type of person, very hard, says the Ben Ishchai, to get a Hatzalah, through Tefillah even. He's being ignored. Even through some ishtadlus, through mamayin, through protexius, it's hard. Shem's ignoring him. Because these poyalei hadin are not interested in hearing tefillahs, or hearing any, they don't need to be paid off, they don't need money, money doesn't talk to malachim. So he says, this was Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya's question. Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya was asking this child, he was testing him. He says, what kind of yisurim are you getting? Are you getting yisurim which come b'hashkachim and hashamayim? Or is it the Hester Panim which is spoken about in Parshas Vayelech? And the child responded and said as follows. He said the second half of the pasuk, yes. He just said the pasuk. But says the Ben Yehoyada, he must have stressed one word. And the Gemara can't write it. We don't have an audio version of the Gemara. He said, Haloi Hashem, Zuvu Chatanulai. As if he's pointing. Zu, he says, it's Hashem who sent us Yisaris. It's the Shechina on our heads. He's directing these Yisurim. He brought these Yisurim upon us. If so, it's Bahashkocha. And there's a very good chance we can be saved through Tefillah. Or through some Gashmias. So maybe redeem me. Maybe pray for me. Whoever comes to the Shir Shabbos afternoon, this Shabbos, the Shabbos afternoon Shir, on the new Shaifet that we're up to, Shaifet Yair Hagiladi. So we're going to be speaking more about this topic. Al Kapanim, so there was a big brilliance in the answer of this child. This child was understood Rabbi Yeshua's question, and says that Ben Yod, he answered back and says, it's the first mahalach, it's A, it's Ashkocha Pratis, and therefore there's a point to try to help get me out, to redeem me, daven for me. There's what to do over here. We're not stam for saving. Hashem hasn't forgotten us. It's Hashem himself being involved. This Ben Yehoyada brought to mind the famous Rav Elchanan Vasim Ezechah Tzadik V'Kadosh Levroch Hashem Yimkom Damov in his Kuntris Oimra Ani Ma'asai LaMelech, which is commonly printed in Kavitz Ma'amarim, where he, middle, and I'm going to be reading you from Eis Ches and Tes. I'm not going to read it inside, but the source is from Eis Ches and Tes, where he says, we have Yom Tov Chanukah and Purim, which are made because of Gzeiris by the Chachamim. We're saved from Haman, saved from Antiochus, but there's a big difference between the two Yom and Tovim. Purim is Mishta and Simcha. That's how we celebrate it. Chanukah, there's no Chiyah Mishta and Simcha. Chanukah is about Hadis al-Hal. So it's very famous, the Lavush explains. The Gzeir of Haman was on the Guf. It was a physical Gzeir, just destroy the bodies. It wasn't anything about Yiddishkeit. If you would convert to Haman's religion, to Amaleki religion, he wouldn't let you off the hook. He was just indiscriminately killing all Jews. So since it was on the Guf, so we celebrated by the Guf by having parties. But the Gzeir of Antiochus was only on the Nefesh. And if somebody was willing to convert, then Antiochus would not do anything to him. So if so, that's why we celebrate it by Lahagis Ahalas Lavush. Well, says Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman, let's take a look. What did Klal Yisrael do, though, to be saved, to deserve these Yamim Tovim? How did they react? They didn't treat both of them the same way. In the time of Haman, what was their reaction of tshuva? What did Esther say? Esther Amalka said, Leich Kamil, says Klal Yehudim, V'tsoimu Alai. And then it says again, V'tipul Esther Ragli Amalach, V'tev V'tzkanalai. It was never about fighting. She didn't go fight against Amalek. That wasn't her reaction. Maybe at the end they went and fought. That's not what their gut reaction was. The proper thing to do was to go along and fast and daven. That is, we find by Parambim Mekatzer. He goes through more detail. Suggest you look at this Rav Elchanan. Imran Nimas Alamelech. He says, however, by Chanukah, what did they do? In time of Antiochus, what was the story? He says, of course they daven, but that's not what the focus was. They mamish went and they fought, even though they were ma'atim against Rabbim. That was what they were busy with. They're busy with Muhammad. Why? Why is two different results? So he brings based on the Rambam, based on the Ramchal, that there are two mahalchim. This mamish is very reminiscent of the Ben Yehuda we said earlier. There are two mahalchim. How Midas Hadin does something against Klal Yisrael. There's two anhagas. There's what he calls Masei Hashem, and then Beis or B Masei Satan. He says the Gzeiris can be either Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bashkocha bringing it, or Hashem is allowing the Satan to do it. Very similar to the Ben Yehuda. He says, how could you tell which one it is? He says, if the Gzeiris is on the Guf to be killed, that's from Hashem. If the people, if there's a gzeira of lahashmid de laharig, that's my Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem is trying to wake us up, to scare us into doing tshuva. And therefore, tshuva will help. And that's the only thing that Hashem wants. It's not going to help to go to war. You're missing the boat then. What Hashem wants is then, you should go along. The Baruch Hu wants, the ikr, the avoida, is tshuva and tefillah. If the gzeira is on Yiddishkeit, to get us to be over on the Torah, that's not Maisei Hashem. Hashem would never go along and push us to be over on the Torah. That's the Maisei Satan trying to stop us from Yiddishkeit. And that, the way we weaken that, is by waging a war, physically going out, literally going out physically and fighting. He heard this from the Chafetz Chaim, that when the non-religious movement started in Russia, the right way to fight it would have been to physically fight against these people. Ayin Shem. And he speaks about nowadays that that might not work anymore, there might be a different way how to do it, being Marbet Tzar. Anyways, this is mamish what we said from the Ben Ish Chai. The same thing. Just two different names, two different ways of looking at it. Two different names, excuse me. They both call them, these either Maisi Hashem, that's the Hashkacha. And this is what, this is one side. Then it will help the Dav, then it will help to pay money to redeem. But then there's another kind, and Hashem's kind of, Chas v'Shalom forsakes the Yid. That's the Maisa Satan, trying to get you just to go off the Derech. That's all it's about, is to convert. If you convert, they're going to have no problem with you. That, you have to go along the wage of war. So he was asking, what exactly is this? And the child, like we said, from the Ben Yehuda, answered and said, this is Maisa Hashem. This is not Maisa Satan. There's a hope. Daven for me. Redeem me. You'll be able to get me out. And Taki got him out. And not that long past, he became a Gadol Adar. I found this concept also discussed in the Ostrov, Zechatzag, the Vracha, and the Sefer Meir and Chachamim, Madurat Lisa, in his Maimer on Purim. I'm just going to bring part of it out, because it's a big Maimer. He says that Haman, intention, and he has proofs of this from the Medrash, the Ostrov, Zechatzag, the Vracha, he says that Haman had this plan. He's going to start up the Klai, he's trying to make Xera against them, and he expected that they're going to be reacting by doing one of two things. Either they'll start a fight against Haman, make mafganas, and go fight against Haman, go start up with him back, and rally against Haman, physically make a whole movement against Haman, or they'll just feel confident because they have Mordechai in the palace. We're good, we have Mordechai. It's either with Protexia, or they're going to fight. He did not expect them to daven. And he's the Maisa Satan. He didn't expect him to daven. And originally, he was right. The Gemara says, they knew that Esther was Jewish, and they said, we have a sister in the king's palace, we're good. Until Esther herself, like the Gemara explains, pretended to betray the Jewish people by inviting Haman, and they thought that she was betraying, and then they gave up hope. And Mordechai went and just, Vayizak Zu'aka Gadol, he's just screaming, as if everything is lost. And once they felt everything was lost, there's nothing we could do against Haman, then they began to cry to Hashem and daven. And that's when we got saved. So, he says, V'nahafichu, is that the Mahal of change, originally, in Echanami, Haman's plan was working. We were just going with his plan. His plan was that we shouldn't daven. We should be busy with other things. Busy with just fighting a war against him, and busy with, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're safe because we have relations through Mordechai and Esther and the palace. That was what Haman wanted us to plan. Until it came to the point, we woke up and began to daven, and says the Holy Ghost, so that's when we got saved. So again, that's what we're saying. That's what the child was telling Rabbi Yeshua. Over here, it's Maaseh Hashem. And we have to be focusing on davening. And that's how we're coming out. We have to focus on davening. I want to now turn to the other aspect, another nekuda. I mentioned at the beginning. Why is the Gemara speaking about his looks? So the Sefer Ein Eliyahu, from Eliyahu Shik, 150 years ago, he says a beautiful pshat in his Sefer on Maseches Gittin, on Eliyahu Maseches Gittin. He says that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Let's give it to you the right daf. Tzadik Beis Amun Beis. The Gemara says the daf in Tzadik Beis is speaking about Hanani Mishol Vazaria. The Gemara says Tani Devei Rav Elazar Ben Yaakov Afilu B'Shas HaSakana. Even when one is in very serious danger of dying, Lo Yishane Adam Es Atzmai Menara Banas Shaloi. Don't change your Rabbanus. What does it mean, don't change your Rabbanut? What does that mean? So Rashi says, Sharei Chananya Mishol Vazar Yehoyu Levushin Bigdei Sefartan. They were wearing, Chananya Mishol Vazar, when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, they were wearing beautiful clothing. Al Yishana. Don't change it. Shela Yirem Evuhol Mefuchad. You shouldn't look frightened. Umizbaishin Sonim Yiponavi. You should, cause the enemies to be embarrassed. Look who they're killing, someone looking chashiv. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, Shenemar. Gemara here in Sadiq Bezim and Bezim Sanhedrin brings a pasuk, Shenemar. Pasuk says, Beidayim guvraya ilech, these men, then these men, kefisu besar baleyoin patisheyoin, they were dressed in their beautiful coats and pants, v'char balas and beautiful hats, ulevashen all their yunt of dika clothing, uremiv lagoy atunur yakita, they were thrown into the fire. And Rashi in Sefer Daniel also, on that pasuk, says, they're about to be killed. They were being judged and trialed for death for having done something terrible, like not bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. They wouldn't change their clothing to look all of a sudden humble. They just kept wearing their yomtiv clothing, their chashiv rabbanim clothing, rabbanus. Mikan lamdu chachamim, says Rashi. If you had a chashiv position, don't go less. The Yad Ramah said a little bit with a different twist. The Yad Ramah says on the Gemara Sanhedrin that they shouldn't feel uncomfortable as they're being killed. But the Mashah says it a little bit stronger. Mashah says to show that they're going to their deaths b'simcha u'ba'ava. It's a yomtiv for them. And the Mefarshim on that Gemara Sanhedrin bring that when the Jews were being burned in Portugal, right? 2-3 years after Spanish Inquisition started, many Jews ran away to Portugal. Then they brought the Inquisition to Portugal. They used to go with musical instruments. They would play musical instruments as they were being thrown into the fire to celebrate. So the Ein Elio says that this child kept up his good looks. He made sure he looked good because he wanted to show how he's understood. So the Gzeirah Min HaShamayim, like we explained earlier, and he's makabel it ba'ava. He's still staying with the same hashkafa that he had the whole time. That this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the way to deal with it, is by going along the davening, like we explained earlier. And Mashkiach told me, the Rishiva of South Fallsburg, Sitter, Bel Yaber, Vachvegel, who said how he once asked one of the Gdolim, the earlier generation, how were the Nazis so matliach to kill so many Jews? Where did they get the Siyata Deshmaya from to kill so many Yidden? And this Gadol told him they didn't get Siyata Deshmaya. It was Hashem himself. It was Masne Hashem. When there's a Gzeira on the Gufais, like we're saying over from all these Gedolim, from the Ben Ish Chai, from the Astrofs, from Rabbi Chanan, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha, When it's a gzeiru against the gufis of Klai, so that is a gzeiru directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is screaming to us. If you didn't hear the shofar, like someone said, if you didn't hear the shofar from Rosh Hashanah, you hear the sirens waking you up. Go back, it's Uru Yishenim Yishenastim, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this boy recognized the message. This cute, curly boy recognized his message. So when Rabbi Yeshua stuck his head, maybe through the bars, and yelled inside at that cute boy, and he said, "Mi nasan, who caused all this?" The pasuk in Naftira, which speaks about shavuyim, about Asirim prisoners. He said, "Who caused it?" And the child said very clearly, he didn't just quote the second half of the pasuk. He stressed, "Haloi Hashem zu." It's Hashem, the one on top of our heads, the Shechinah, like the Ben Yehuda says, the Shechinah itself, who did this to us, every detail of Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the guy I'm having a Siyata Deshmaya. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself just using them. They're the long arm of Hashem's law. Hashem is doing it to us. And it's a call from us. Hashem wants one thing from us. We should mischazik in tshuva, tefillah. Like the Rav spoke this week here in our community, the Rav said, we should start putting more effort into our tefillah to have kavana more and more. And if it's hard, we should put the work into that. Yes, we should do other things also, but Hashem wants the basic, and the basic was in Mitzchazik, in Tefillah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Everyone's saying what Hashem wants. Like everybody knows, by Corona, everybody knows, by World War II, everybody knows. There's Gedolim say. But there's definitely a wake-up call for Tefillah, like we're seeing a whole bunch of Gedolim are saying, like we just showed. And this is the Mahalik of all the Dairis. By the Shat Tzara on the Gufim, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to focus. That's what Hashem's looking from us. Hashmini es koilech, ki koilech oiv amarech navu, we should be zeicher, Sakazanim Shukhosim Barachamim, that all of Klal Yisrael, Futasenu Kanis Miyakase Ores, everybody should come back together. Shvizoichet the Kabashay for Godol, the Sonais, the Kabbat's Gol Yisenu from wherever all of Klal Yisrael is, Chenu Kobay Kishol, in every single place, in every massive, wherever they are, Kodesh Baruch should bring them all, Me'afela, La'oira, Mishiba L'Ku'ula, Mitzara L'Ravacha, Hashta Bagrolas Mankariv, Shizoichet a very special Shabbos Bereshis, a good Shabbos, and a new Eschachos, an upcoming beautiful Chodesh, Lanu L'Chol Beis Yisrael.